Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alessia and Hope with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, thousands of UQ students were left waiting for their Semester 2 results this morning after an error led to the wrong semester's grades being released. Every semester, UQ releases final grades through text messages, but this morning an error left many students anxious and without answers. Grades and reports can usually be accessed through the UQ website at 9 a.m, but due to high traffic, the site experienced delays and students were unable to access reports. The error has now been resolved and the correct grades were sent out to students around 9:30 a.m. We reached out to UQ for a comment on the situation as no official statement has been made, but did not receive a response.
In national news, the Australian government's legislation to reduce student loan debt has now come into effect across the country. Over 3 million Australians with a student loan debt will benefit, and over $16 billion in help and other student loan will be removed. Those affected received a text message from the ATO yesterday detailing that 20% of their student debt has now been erased. The ATO is currently still processing the reductions, and the reduced total can now be viewed through the ATO and MyGov websites.
YouTube has agreed to comply with the government's under-16 social media ban just a week out from its starting date. This morning, YouTube's public policy and senior manager, Rachel Lord, posted a blog post confirming YouTube will enforce the ban. However, the company does not believe the ban will keep kids safer online. Users under 16 will no longer be able to sign into YouTube and will be signed out on the 10th of December. YouTube's blog post stressed their concerns that the ban allows teens to use platforms signed out of accounts, which will mean they cannot access the platform's safety features like take a break, bedtime reminders, or parental supervision of teen accounts.
In international news, 54 couples have gotten married in Khan Yunis, Gaza, in a large wedding. Couples have been unable to marry due to over 2 years of Israeli attacks on Gaza. The procession drove through collapsed buildings and rubble, where the brides in traditional dresses and men in matching suits lined to marry. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.